It's 7 hours Beijing time.
公元前210年，徐福的船奉秦始皇之命东渡。汉武帝时期，西汉的船远航至印度洋，开启海上丝绸之路。郑和的船七驾西洋，连亚非探美洲。如今，一带一路新机遇，海上丝绸之路再启程。语言是沟通的船，让中国连接世界。北京外语广播。北京人民广播电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774，www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下。北京外语广播
，Your bilingual station AM 774。
Use English. Come join us and learn native spoken English in a creative way. Fun learning experience, no matter what your English level is. Check it out in Use English.
Hello and welcome to Use English once again. 欢迎再次收听 Brian 和 Rose 为大家主持的趣味青春英语。So, since it's holiday season, we're kind of have...season show.
Yeah, well, you know, Brian, I'm feeling really holiday-ish, if that's a word. It's not really a word, but I'm feeling like that, and so I'm feeling very sentimental, so I really would like to talk about holidays all around the world.
Let's get festive.
Let's do it. Let's get festive. All right, so we're going to talk about some of the holidays around the world, and we're going to begin with the Christmas log in Spain. España.
España.That's okay. Right.
Yes, so in Spain, they have a tradition called the Christmas log, okay?
So it's not the Christmas.
No, it's like the Christmas log. Do you know what a log is?
Yeah, it's a big chunk of wood.
Exactly.
Tree.
So the log is introduced in Catalan homes in the Feast of the Immaculate Conception every December 8th. So the Immaculate Conception, do you know what that is?
Nope.
Okay, so do you know what conception is?
Yep.
What is it?
Well, that's hard to explain.
No, it's not. You have a baby. Okay, so conception is basically just conceiving a baby, having a baby, right? Mm-hmm. So Immaculate Conception is the story of when, I know for people who are not religious, let me explain, Jesus, okay, is supposed to be the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually conceived by a man and a woman, obviously. But Mary was supposed to be a virgin.
Okay.
And she conceived Jesus without, you know...
Which is odd,
okay? It's odd, okay, for people who don't understand. But anyways, so Jesus is supposed to be like our Savior, and he forgives all our sins, and this is in the Catholic religion, Christian religion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, every December 8th, they celebrate this because, of course, it's the birth of like a king, kind of. So what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to leave food out for your little log each night. Hey, don't look at me like that. It's not my holiday. Okay, so he gets hungry, and don't forget a blanket. He might get cold. And when the kids aren't looking, hide presents under the blanket. You see the log is hollow, and, well, the idea is basically giving you gifts. That is the holiday.
What is that? I want to go to Spain.
So, I know, right? But it's basically kind of like the idea of Santa Claus, except for Santa Claus makes more sense because it's a person, not a log. A log doesn't really poop gifts. So, Santa Claus is real.Oh, yeah.
Good job.
Santa Claus. Yeah, so during Christmas, I will be singing a few Christmas hymns.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so that's pretty interesting. So this one is in Oaxaca, Mexico. Mexico. This one's hilarious. This one is called Night of the Radishes. Mm. Radish is a food, so don't ask me what this one's all about.Okay, so every December 23rd, the Mexican state of Oaxaca presents the most impressive display of carved vegetables in the world.
Wow.
Yeah. The radishes are grown especially for this event and remain on display to Christmas Day. The miniature, the very small exhibits, depict the nativity scene and other events from Mexican folklore. So do you know what the nativity scene is?
No.
Okay, so it goes right back to Jesus Christ when he was actually born, not conceived.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so instead of being conceived, he was actually born, and they celebrated his birth because he was actually born in a nativity. So it's basically like a barn with just hay, and, you know, everyone came from many miles around, and all the animals gathered and to celebrate the birth of this king. Mm. So that's what the nativity is. And even in the United States during Christmas, it's religious, so we put up a nativity scene, and you can have many different animals, and it's just an amazing, amazing thing.
Mm. Yeah. So this, the entire idea is to celebrate these festivals around whatever that happened to Jesus.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, and especially South America and Central America, they're extremely religious, very religious. So they celebrate these, all these have to do with, you know, Jesus Christ or God or something like that.
Okay.
All right, this one's actually really funny. The next one. The next one is SantaCon. Have you ever heard of that? Yeah, it's basically hundreds of thousands of people dressing up as Santa. Yeah.
Okay.
And this is a little bit crazy.
And where is that?
I will tell you. Okay. So it basically began as a nonsensical gathering of San Franciscans. People in San Francisco dressed as Santa Claus has become a worldwide pub crawl. It's hilarious. Anybody and everyone will find a way to drink, right? So what people do is you dress up as Santa Claus and you go from bar to bar to bar drinking and having fun together, basically.
Okay,
yeah.
A good excuse.
Yeah, so celebrating its 20th anniversary in 2014. Wow. The official website describes it as a convention of Santa, groups of men and women dressed as Santa. That's it. And basically drinking.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense, but okay then.
Yep, and is that only in San Francisco, or
it's,
has it spread?
No, it's actually spread around the world. Yeah, it's a worldwide. They made it started out in San Francisco, but it actually has now spread around the world, and it's become a pub crawl.
Glad it's not here yet.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine what
that
would? No, Beijing would never allow that, and I side with them. I don't want to see 5 million Santa Clauses in Beijing.
Going from bar to bar.
Right, going from bar to bar. They might do it.
In smaller
scales. Yeah, in smaller scales here, but not like hundreds of thousands of them,
no.
Yeah, especially because China's not, you know, I mean, is not a religious Catholic country.
No, it's not.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but if you would want to gather like 3-5 friends to do that, no problem.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
If you have nothing better to do with your life, right?
Just soak yourself in those bars.
Yeah. So the next one takes us all the way to Ukraine.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so this holiday is the Ukrainian tradition of adding spider webs to a Christmas tree. Really weird.
You add spider webs to a Christmas tree?
I think they're actually already there when you pick up the Christmas tree, right? With tons of spiders. Just make sure you shake it so there are no real spiders in there.
Just leave your Christmas tree in the basement for 3 years.
That'll work, yeah. Well, it's extremely odd, but if you learn and think about the legend, then you might understand a little bit.
Okay.
So, in a nutshell, a poor widow lived with her children in a cold, damp hut. Okay, so yes, cold and damp, like a basement.
Picture that.
Yes. Her children had their sights set on a young evergreen tree growing outside as their future Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
So they saw it growing and they said, okay, we want this beautiful green Christmas tree to be our Christmas tree. But unfortunately, they had nothing to decorate the tree with.
Oh.
Yeah. So the woman cried herself to sleep that night, but the household spiders took note of her despair.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they covered the tree intricate webs, which is actually a very sweet story.
So they're not actually messing with the family. They're trying to help.
Yeah, they were trying to help. Yeah, they're not trying to crawl all over everybody. Yeah. Have you ever seen that movie Arachnophobia? It's basically like millions of spiders taking over like someone's house.
I don't have to see the movie to have a spider phobia.
Okay. So anyways, yeah, so in the morning, the sun hit the tree, which shimmered in silver and gold threads. So the webs were silver and gold. And from that day on, the widow never wanted for anything again. Yeah, of course. Are you kidding me? If my webs were made of gold, oh yeah. Heck yeah, I'd be rich.
They only shine like gold.
They only shine like gold.
Believe me, that's only the case in the story. You can try yourself.
I will, for sure. I'm going to be trying. Yeah, for sure. Mm. Okay. So, the next place takes us to Norway.
Okay.
Can you remember, Brian, what this one is?
Remember? how can I remember it if I don't even know it?
Okay, fine.
Maybe we talked about this before, but nope.
Okay, let me inform you.
Okay.
It is a hide all brooms. Okay, so hide all brooms in Norway because a vestige of ancient pagan days. Pagans in America are, sorry, not in America, but in English, basically means people who have given up their religion and they no longer practice.
Mm.
Okay, so Norwegians go to the trouble of hiding all brooms on Christmas Eve. They hide all brooms. That means their houses must be dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they would have to buy very expensive,
they could use vacuum cleaner.
I was just going to say vacuum cleaner. Yeah. And sometimes the men even take out their guns and fire a warning shot into the air. Well, according to legend, witches and other evil spirits come out on that night each year.
On Christmas Eve?
Yeah. And you know what they want.
Yeah, brooms, so they
exactly.
can climb.
Exactly. So they're basically like looking for a new car. Except for you stealing it.
Well, if you miss the concept, just watch Harry Potter.
Exactly. Exactly. And the thing is that I don't believe you have to hotwire a broom. You can just steal it. But if it were me, I'd just leave the broom outside the door and say, hey, take it. Don't bother coming inside.
Yeah, the image of witches is really miserable. You know, the way I put it, you know, they have to ride a broomstick everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, they could have their personal airplanes.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So the next one takes us to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, this is a little weird, but fried chicken on Christmas Eve is how Japan celebrates their holiday.
I didn't know Japanese people celebrate Christmas.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
But, okay, let me tell you. So every establishment has a long line trailing out the door. Christmas, as we said, is not a national holiday in Japan.
Nope.
So it must be something like the Americanists. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's America. I guess they're trying to celebrate the American way of eating. That and good marketing. That goes back to the 1970s. So this tradition holds strong, and there's really no good reason for it. It's just, you know, KFC is an American restaurant.
Yeah, I guess.
And they celebrate it with fried chicken.
Couldn't they just go one step further and sell fried turkey?
You know what? That's a really good idea. We should give them that idea. In fact, keep it in China.
Maybe turkey is too expensive in Japan.
No, you know what? To be honest, I think turkey is a little bit more expensive than chicken.
Probably a lot more expensive in Japan.
Yep, why?
Because, well, as far as I discovered, food in Japan overall is pretty expensive.
Really? Well, Japan is pretty much all over expensive,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. Especially food. Turkey here is expensive.
Is there a turkey here?
Yeah.
You know what, though? I'm wondering, though. You know, I hope Chinese people don't wrap up a nice, cute chicken and call it turkey and sell it to Americans for Thanksgiving.
Maybe.
That would be really funny. Mm. Okay. I wonder where they get turkeys, though. Are there turkeys in China?
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't know if you can get a whole turkey to bake.
Really?
But for turkey meat, turkey slices, no problem at all.
Yeah, but that's not how we celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah, for whole turkeys, I think during the past few years, there have been advertisements of like foreign goods supermarkets here in Beijing selling turkeys like Jenny Lo. I think you can try your luck there.
I think so, too. I think so, too. Yeah, and I bet they're going to be really expensive.
Maybe not that bad.
No, we'll see.
Yeah, try and tell us.
And I will.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the next one takes us to Venezuela, roller skating.
What?
Oh, my God, this is hysterical. Roller skating to church.
Roller
skating to church. Yeah. So listen to this, okay? So it's a fun Christmas tradition. Besides walking to firecrackers in the wee hours of the morning, residents of the Venezuelan city of Caracas get up, put on their roller skates, and take off to church.
What if I can't roller skate?
Well, then you are in trouble. You're screwed.
Pretty much.
Well, okay, so they many streets are closed to traffic, and whole families basically roller skate their ways into the church pews to hear the sounds of skates in those sacred spaces would be awesome.
So basically, on that day, you won't see any cars, you won't see any bikes, just a whole bunch of people roller skating.
Yeah, but where does this stuff come from?
I don't know.
That is amazing, but I can tell you one thing is they didn't know about me is I was actually a professional roller skater growing up.
Were you?
Yes, my entire childhood from age 7 until 18, I was competing, all of us were, my brothers and my sister competing, and we were in different states every few months competing in roller skating, so yeah.
Well, then good luck in Venezuela.
Yes, maybe that's where I should go for Christmas.
Maybe, you know, I was thinking, maybe they think this is the faster way to get close to God. Just kidding, that's scary.
You know what, though?
What? It might have to
Well, this is though. Funny, because what happens if, you know, it, like, snows or something, everyone's going to, like, fall all over each other. Thank goodness it's hot.
So you're closer to God.
I don't know. I don't know. All I know is I could never spend a hot Christmas anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go to Wales.
Okay.
Okay. So caroling with a dead horse. Do not ask me.
I'll think again.
Okay. So on no particular day or time, from Christmas to late January, Mary Lude is a ritual of old meant to bring good luck. One person dresses up as a horse, don't ask me again, using an actual horse skull. The skull of a horse that okay. lays the bones, okay? And is accompanied by a group of people. Together, they go from house to house and sing in hopes that they will be rewarded with food and drink. This is not as foreign a tradition you might think. It is referred to the Christmas carol. Here we come whistling. I can tell you this is not a tradition in America. We don't run around in horse heads and... But we do go Christmas caroling, which I really love about Christmas. So next, let's go to Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
Hungary. Ooh, I'm hungry. Okay, so this is actually in Austria, Germany, and Hungary. It's called the Krampus.
What do they do?
I don't know. Just kidding. Let's read. Okay, so for the good children, there's Santa Claus, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is why I said, wow, this thing is scary looking. And for the bad, there is Krampus, a beast-like creature who shows up in order to punish the bad-behaved children.
This is just a folklore to scare the children.
No, it's not. It's true. So just the sight of him is punishment indeed, and the Krampus has roots in Germanic folklore. Today, young people dress up as Krampus and roam the streets in Austria, Romania, Bavaria, and other... Balkan cultures to frighten young children. Merry Christmas, everyone!
Well, I guess seeing this character, whatever it represents, bat children will really be scared.
Oh, yes. Mm. So hold on to your
best
behavior.
Yeah, that's right. Good.
Exactly.
Okay, these are some interesting... Well, some of them interesting, some of them scary traditions in some countries.
Yes, some scary, but the next one is actually not so scary. It actually sounds really beautiful.
Mm.
It is Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Yes, so let me tell you about Hanukkah. It's basically the Festival of Lights, okay?
Mm.
So the Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights, starts on the 25th day of the Jewish calendar, month of Kislev, and lasts for 8 days and nights. And what they do is they have basically a dreidel, kind of like this thing with the stand that has eight candles, okay, so for because it's eight nights, so four on each side and then one big one in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Hanukkah begins at sundown on December 6th with blessings, games, and festive foods. Hanukkah celebrates the triumphs, both religious and military, of ancient Jewish heroes. Oh, wow, that's so beautiful.
So this is a Jewish festival?
It is. Okay. It's Jewish, yes. Yeah, so nearly 2,200 years ago, the Greek Syrian ruler, Antiochus, I guess, the fourth, tried to force Greek culture upon people in its territory. Jews in Judea, now which is called Israel, were forbidden their most important religious practices, as well as study of the Torah, which is kind of equal to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So although vastly outnumbered religious Jews in the region took up arms to protect their community and their religion, led by Matthias, okay, somebody else can explain that a little bit better, and then later his son Judah, the rebel armies became known as the Maccabees. Wow, very interesting.
Mm.
Okay, so it's the menorah. The menorah is what the stand is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a menorah is a candle stand, and it, like as I said, with nine branches, usually eight candles, four on each side, one in the middle. Okay, so the menorah symbolizes the burning light in the temple, as well as marking the 8 days of Hanukkah festival. Some say it also celebrates the light of freedom, while won by the Maccabees for the Jewish people. Now, the dreidel. Long a favorite Hanukkah toy, the dreidel once had a serious purpose. So when the Syrians forbid study of the Torah, Jews who studied in secret kept spinning tops. It says Spivins or Dreidels on hand. This way, if they were found studding, they could quickly pretend that they had only been playing.
Okay.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it's not a, really a surprise to find so many religious festivals across the world in this one, too.
Yeah.
Although in sort of different ways, but they all celebrate either the birth or the conception of the god in one way or another. But in different ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. So I think actually, I mean, I love the significance of all these different types of, you know, religious practices and where they came from. And it's just really cool because even though, you know, we think, you know, one person from culture to culture might think somebody else's culture is a little strange and, you know, there's always a store backstory, and every culture is the same and has sort of like a folklorish tale behind it and a very important moral. There is a moral of the story, and that's what I really like.
Yeah, although a lot of Chinese holidays, they don't really have this religious touch to it. They would have some historical significance, like the Spring Festival, like, you know, the Mooncake Festival, like the Dragon Boat Festival. All these had real historical stories behind them.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I like about Chinese holidays.
Yeah.
But for most Western holidays, a lot of them are religious. So celebrating something related to God would be the theme, but in different ways.
Right, exactly.
Some interesting, some kind of scary, like that horse head one, or that bad, evil, knocking on bad children's door one.
Yeah, that one's a little scary.
Yeah, but this Jewish festival of celebrating the light sounds, well, bright enough.
Exactly, bright enough. Mm. It sounds very beautiful. Well said, Brian. Mm. Okay, so now I want to talk about Advent, which is never discussed. Okay, so I will discuss this when Christmas time nears, about how to celebrate Christmas. But what I kind of upsets me is that, you know, here in China, I love the fact that people want to celebrate Christmas. However, I don't like the fact that it is a religious holiday and people don't celebrate it the right way. I'm not joking. It's religious. And if I believe the real true meaning of Christmas is religious, and if you can't celebrate it the correct way, I just don't think that, to me, it's mocking the holiday if you're doing it the wrong way.
Yeah, well, I would take it differently. Like, if American people want to celebrate Spring Festival by just setting off firecrackers, I would say that's cool.
Well, that's because that's what you do, but we understand.
No, it's not.
You will. It's, well, it's one of the things that you do.
Yeah, well, that's
it's one of the things that you do, right?
Yeah, I
but it's not the entire meaning.
I certainly feel you, and we always say we would like people to get more knowledge about these festivals.
Yeah.
And, of course, you don't have to be religious to do that.
Yeah.
But if you can celebrate these festivals in a more authentic way, both you and probably other people around you, owners included, will better appreciate it.
I think so, yeah. Well, let's go to Advent really fast before the end of the show.
Okay.
So Advent is the period preceding Christmas. So let me tell you, nobody ever talks about it, but it actually is important. So it begins on the Sunday nearest November 30th. Okay, so the feast day of St. Andrew the Apostle, which is in the Bible, and covers four Sundays. So Advent actually is every Sunday for 4 weeks, and it's right before Christmas.
All right.
Okay, because the day it begins changes from year to year, so does the length of each Advent season. In 2015, Advent begins on November 29th. Now, let me tell you where the word Advent comes from.
Mm-hmm.
It actually is a Latin word, it means the coming. Can you imagine what this means?
The coming
of Christ.
Yeah.
Okay, so for centuries, Advent has been a time of spiritual reflection as well as cheer and anticipation. Even as the Christmas season has become more secular, with advertisers urging holiday gift givers to buy and buy and buy some more. This is terrible, because Christmas is really not about gifts.
Mm.
It actually is about celebrating, Jesus's. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
Jesus. So what do you do on these Sundays?
You just basically go to church on Sundays and you celebrate, because it's the four Sundays before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So gift giving was sort of a part to celebrate for children. And so I believe that people who only give gifts on Christmas and don't know anything else about it.
For children?
No, well, a lot of adults do it here, and it's just not right.
Okay. 好吧，那这个世界上其实还有很多很多其他的这种和 Christmas 啊等等这一系列节日相关的节日，我们没有办法一一尽数啊。有兴趣的朋友们呢，可以自己上网去查询一下。But of course, we have this holiday season closing in. If you want to, you can always enjoy any of these holidays in the way you like. But if you can, get more knowledge about them.
Right.
好吧，那我们今天的节目到这里也要结束了，感谢大家的收听，再见。本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。接下来您将收听到的是怪怪故事屋，小朋友们一起来听外教老师讲英文绘本故事吧。
Radio 774，声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
Situation, you still be mine. Now I'm my breath.